Today's Tanya for Vav Shvat, the sixth day of Shvat, is in Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17, page 244. The Alter Rebbe, earlier in the Perek, is explaining the pasuk Hikarev Elecha Hadavar Me'ed B'Ficha Bo Vavcha La'Seisei, that the doing, the la'seisei, is the main thing in this world, and therefore that part of the heart that serves the doing, that enlivens the doing, that's the part of the heart that is primarily important, and this every Jew can have. Except for the true Rasha, who has no access to his heart at all, this person has to do tshuva first in order to be able to begin to serve God with his heart. Because the sin is an iron curtain that blocks the godliness from entering the heart, and so he has to do tshuva, which is basically brokenheartedness, to break the klippa in order to be able to reach the heart. Vehi bechinas tshuva tato, and this level of tshuva that is necessary for the rasha in order to begin serving God, this is called the lower level tshuva. And its purpose is to raise up the lower hay, the second hay, to stand it up from its fall. In God's name, there are two, the letter hay appears twice. The first time is called the higher hay. And the second one is called the lower hay. The lower hay represents the neshama as it is down on earth, whereas the higher hay represents the neshama the way it is in heaven. The neshama, as it is down on earth, is affected by the way a person behaves. This hay is also described as the shechina, because the neshama of every Jew represents a piece of the Shechina, and so this letter hey, when it is affected by sin, it is brought down, it is dragged down, and the tshuva, which is called the lower level tshuva, is in order to raise this hey, or the neshama, back to its original level. And since this is the lower hey, the tshuva, to raise it, is also called the lower tshuva. Shehu Seid Golus HaShechina, which is the idea of the Golus of the Shechina, that when the Neshama, the lower hay, is dragged into unholiness, into sin, that's when the Shechina is in Golus. K'may Merezal, as the sages say, Golu Le'edeim Shechina Imohem, that when the Jews were exiled into Edeim, the Shechina went with them into that Golus. And what does Edeim mean? Where is Edeim? What is Edeim? The Hainu, and that means that Kisha Odom Eisem Maisa Edeim, that when a person behaves like Edeim, which is anything unholy, Meiridu Mamshech Lisham Bechinas V'Nitzu Telikus HaMechaye Es Nefesh Ruach HaNishama Shaloi. When he does what is unholy, he drags down into that unholiness that spark of godliness that animates his neshama. Hamelubashim b'nefesh habahamis. How does the neshama get dragged down? Because the neshama is clothed in the animal soul, which comes from klipa shebelibe shebechol hasmoli, which is in the heart and the left side. Hamileches be. This animal soul is ruling, is in control. Be'edei Rasha, as long as he is a Rasha, the animal soul governs, u'meshelas bi'ektanashalik, and has rule, dominates the body. So the godly soul gets dragged along with the animal soul in the act of the sin, because whatever a person does, both neshamas have to go along. If it's a godly thing, then the animal soul gets dragged along in the mitzvah, into godliness. If it's an ungodly thing, then the godly soul gets dragged along. V'nazan, and the three parts of his neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, are kvushim begeula etzla, are captive and exiled within the animal soul. So that the Shechina is in Golus, the Shechina being the godly soul, and the godly soul is exiled within the animal soul, while the animal soul reigns and governs over the body. But when his heart is broken within him, then the nishbara ruach hatumah v'sitra achra, then the unholiness is broken, this reign and this control that it has over the godly soul is broken, the yisparadu, and it is dispersed and scattered, and then he, the godly soul, is kama minafilosa, the shechina, and the godly soul rises from its fall, the gamnitzava, and stands proudly again, kameshekosev makimachan, as is explained elsewhere. And so even a Rasha, although he can't directly approach godliness and begin to serve God with his heart, yet through tshuva, by breaking the hold that klipa has over his heart, and that drags the Shechina into Golus within it, once he does this tshuva, then the neshama is released, the Shechina is freed from its exile, and he can then immediately begin to serve God with the heart. And then it is true of him too, that kore ve'lecha hadavar ma'ed b'sicha o b'uvavcha la'seisei. In today's Hayem Yem, for the sixth day of Shvat, Vav Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Amur, my father, which is the Rebbe Rashab, Kesev, he writes, Sheshoma b'shem Rabbeinu Hazokin, that he heard in the name of the Alter Rebbe, Shekol ha-mechabrim ad hataz v'hashach, that all the commentaries, even the later commentaries, including the Shach and the Taz is the Turei Zohav, which is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and it was written by the David Halevi, who passed away in 1667. And the Shach is the Sifsei Kohen, also a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, and his name was Epshapsi HaKohen, and he died in 1621 or 1622. So all of them, including the Shach and the Taz and the Shach, osu hachiburim shalahem b'ruach hakodesh. They wrote their commentaries with ruach hakodesh. The inyan ruach hakodesh isa b'karbim ha'edah seif perik gimel b'shkolim. And what is this thing of ruach hakodesh? So it says in the sefer karbim ha'edah at the end of the third perik on shkolim, shezehu shemegalim leirazei teira. What does Ruach HaKadosh mean? It means that the secrets of Torah are revealed to the person. Shezehu mibechinas helem d'chachma. What is the secret of Torah? The secret of Torah means that part of Torah that comes from the helem of chachma. Not from the revealed chachma, but from the concealed or pre-revealed state of chachma. And yet, to these people who have Ruach HaKadosh, even that chachma, even that wisdom is revealed.